Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He covers everything there is to cover for the News Herald. Baseball season, it's the Indians. Football season, it's the Browns. Basketball season, it's the Cavs and the Browns and everything else.
And don't forget.
And?
The Monsters, man. I've seen him. That's where I run into him most of the time.
He's
the
Jeff Shadell. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Guys, how have you been?
We've been great. How are you? Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much. Yeah, but it's a fun time. I mean, everybody's really going now. The Browns, of course, are looking for every quarterback they could find, and the Indians are heading to spring training. The Cavs are – if that game Sunday was for real, it's really going to be a fun finish here.
We're going to get to the Browns in a second, Jeff. I hear they're going to draft four quarterbacks, so we'll talk about that. But as you just mentioned – Kobe Altman makes some big moves. There's a different team on the floor Sunday, and they come out and look great. What was your initial impression from what you saw on Sunday?
What I liked about it, Jeff, is none of those four guys did anything spectacular. It's not like one of them had a 30-point game and they'll never do that again. They all just fit in like they've been here since September. I was amazed by that.
All right, do you think that, I mean, I said I was all in on the Cavaliers. I know it's just one game, and we'll find out more tonight, but I got to tell you, the energy that I saw from that team on Sunday, just going for rebounds and doing things that we hadn't seen all season, I mean, you have to be optimistic about this team for the rest of the season, right?
Yeah, that's what I think, and I think tonight is really going to be a good measure, I think, of what they do. When you think about what Oklahoma City did when they came here and scored 148 on the Cavaliers' home court. So, I mean, I don't even think the Cavaliers even have to win this game tonight to make you feel optimistic. If they play well, if they play better defensively, and I'm sure they'll play better than they did in that game, I think you really head into this All-Star break saying, hey, man, this team is going to be there in the Eastern Conference Finals. And you know, I'm as good as Golden State looks right now. If the Cavaliers play like they can, you know, I think people who are already crowning Golden State the champions might be a little premature.
Jeff, the thing that and it's that's a big statement to make, but I thought the same thing the other day because I thought this is the type of team that matches up with Golden State a lot better than what the Cavaliers had. The other team that was here, they would have had to have outscored Golden State. I mean, that's the way that was going to have to go because Isaiah's not going to be able to guard Steph Curry. When D-Wade's out there, is he going to be able to defend Klay Thompson as well? But this team is younger, it's more athletic, and it's built to play teams like Golden State. And that's a real curious aspect of this moving forward. How quickly can they get it together where they can take on a team that's clearly – you know, has things clicking like Golden State or maybe Boston or Toronto as well, you know, before you get to Golden State.
Yeah, and you know, and one, I think we should look at Boston for a minute here. For all the problems that the Cavaliers had from that, for the last 7 weeks or whatever until we saw them on Sunday, you would have thought that Boston would have had like a 12-game lead on the Cavaliers. But they really, that's not the case. They haven't been playing the greatest basketball. And it seems to me that the Gordon Hayward injury is finally catching up to the way the Celtics have been playing lately. And Toronto, as you guys have said, Toronto's kind of like sneaking ahead of everybody and saying, hey, maybe it is because they're north of the border that casual fans might not be paying attention to them. But the Raptors looked like they could really be a problem.
All right, Jeff, let me switch gears to the Browns on you here for a second. What direction do you think they're going to go in when it comes to quarterback? How is this thing going to play out?
Well, I find it kind of fascinating that all this Baker Mayfield talk is just out there. You would think that could they possibly be trying to sell Baker Mayfield to get someone to come up and make a trade for that first pick? I would hope that's not the case. But it is really, really intriguing to me. And I'm going to say this now. Sam Darnold, I am not big on USC quarterbacks. You look at how many USC quarterbacks have, oh, this guy is going to be great, right? Matt Leinart, he was going to be great. Mark Sanchez was going to be great. Matt Barkley was going to be great.
Cody Kessler?
Right? And you could go all the way back. Now, Carson Palmer has had a good career, but he was certainly an exception. He was a number one. And what do you guys think about that? I mean, I just think the players around those USC quarterbacks are so good, and I'm not even sure how great the Pac-12 is. When you look at the bowl games this year, it kind of says it, but... Well, what do you think about that?
Jeff, I think that's interesting because remember Matt Barkley decided to go back to school and everybody thought he'd be the number one pick coming out if he did leave school early. And he went back to school and was, what, a sixth-round draft choice, something like that?
Third or fourth by the Eagles. And his career, it disappeared.
And the thing, Jeff, that's interesting there, that with Darnold, and he's got a lot of attributes. He also has the same kind of issues that everybody has screamed about with DeShone Kizer.
I mean, exactly.
He threw a lot of interceptions. He turned the ball over a lot. Interesting to me.
Interesting? Just real quick, if you go back and look at the history of USC quarterbacks, it's hard to find. I mean, Barkley, okay. But, Paul McDonald, I'm going back and looking at these. You're right. Vince Evans, maybe. You're right. I never thought about it until you just said Sean Salisbury. Maybe. Okay. Marinovich, Rodney Pete. You're right. They're all in the same kind of boat. I never thought about that.
Yeah, and coming out, I mean, oh, these guys are great. You know, it's like whenever a player gets promoted to the Red Sox or the Yankees, they're going to be the next Derek Jeter, the next Babe Ruth, and those guys fizzle. So, so I say... I mean, when I watched that Cotton Bowl, and it was just like you said, Jeff, I mean, hey, we just saw the quarterback fumbling all the time for 16 games here, and we don't need to see that again. And I'm sure Sam Darnold will be okay, but I let him be okay somewhere else.
The longer this goes with everybody thinking about Kirk Cousins, Jeff, do you want him or don't you? Do you want the Browns to make a big run at him and pay him, what, $30 million plus a year? Because look what Jimmy Garoppolo received. You got to figure Cousins is at least in that neighborhood, if not more.
Well, originally, I wanted the Browns to go after Cousins and then draft Barkley, number one, the running back, and then take a cornerback with the fourth pick. Now, is Fitzpatrick the best cornerback in the draft? I'm not sure about that, but that was my original thought. But if that's not what they want to do, then I think you do go after that rookie. That's a really tough call, but they need a veteran quarterback of some caliber. If they go with Cousins or Foles, obviously, then they don't need to draft that rookie high. So that's a tough call for Dorsey, I think.
Jeff, do you think Joe Thomas retires or he comes back for one more year?
I think he's going to come back for one more year. I think he's excited about what the Browns can do. And, you know, let's be honest and say $11 million is kind of hard. I don't need that, you know. So I hope he comes back. I just can't imagine Joe Thomas, his last play in the NFL is being injured. I just can't see that Joe going off that way.
And that's the one thing, Jeff, that I agree with you on. It makes perfect sense to me that Joe, looking skinny like he's looking right now, healing up from his surgery, and he's auditioning with ESPN and everything else, or at least sitting in as a guest, and that's clearly an audition. that it's time for him to walk away, except for two things. $11 million and a guy who never missed a snap. Does he really want to end his career by not being able to finish a football game?
Yeah, and that's just not him. And he's so durable, and he playing injured is nothing new to him, but when you can't bend your arm, then that's you can't bend your arm. So I hope he comes back for one more year, that's for sure.
All right, let me throw this at you. How is the relationship going to work out between John Dorsey and Hugh Jackson? What are your thoughts on this, and will it work?
That's a really great question, Andy. I think that Hugh Jackson better win quickly in September. That's for sure. I cannot imagine if he's 1-3 or whatever, 1-4. I can't see them keeping him. And then what do you do? Would it be a wasted year if you fire the head coach after 4 or 5 games, and then you would make either Todd Haley or Greg Williams, probably Greg Williams, the head coach? That would be that's a tough call. I think they'll work well together, though. I do, because I think that Dorsey will listen to his quarterback, but it's also the fact that Dorsey has surrounded himself with all those Green Bay executives,
yeah,
who he's familiar with. Will Hugh Jackson get a strong say? That's going to be interesting. I think that Dorsey will lean more on the people he knows from Green Bay, meaning Wolf and Alonzo Highsmith and now McLaughlin. So,
and he better. I mean,
and he should. You're right.
And if Hugh Jackson won the power struggle that wasn't, according to Hugh, with Sashi Brown, Jeff, he's not going to win it with John Dorsey, especially with the staff that's been built with all of John Dorsey's people in it.
That's exactly right. He will not win that one. And he better not protest too loud, right? So I'm hoping for everyone's sake that they see quarterbacks the same way. We'll see. So that's really going to be interesting. How do they see quarterbacks the same way? You know, there's not a lot of Brett Favre's around there. There's not a lot of Aaron Rodgers around. So this is such an important few months here coming up between now and the draft to see what they really do, because this is the course the Browns are taking for the next 5 to 10 years. So this is so critical. I'm glad they're leaning on John Dorsey for this and not Sashi Brown, that's for sure.
Jeff, thank you for your time. Jeff Shadell, News Herald, covers the Browns and, of course, covers the Cavaliers and Indians as well.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
All right, guys. Talk to you soon.
We'll talk to you soon.
Jeff Shadell joining us on the hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.